Wow, what a last hour. Welcome in, Gym Class, presented by Third Base Brewery. Here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Of course, big thanks to Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Are you a member of the Third Base Mug Club yet? If you're not, stop on by tonight and get signed up for $25. That is it. You get a lifetime membership of happy hour priced beers and a free appetizer with every $100 you spend on food and drinks. Stop on by and join today. Locally owned and operated. It is Third Base Brewery. And they are, again, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. We are we're producerless today. It's like the pup list today here at KGYM. That's your line. I apologize for taking that away from you today, Mark.
Pup is physically unable to perform, right?
For many reasons. Many reasons. You even got in on it. You cut yourself shaving. So.
I did. It's an awkward feeling, but I'm going to get through it, okay? I stopped the bleeding. I mean, God,
I feel like
been shaving for years. How does this happen? An hour before the show,
I feel like I should tread very softly today between sicknesses and cutting oneself.
It's a good thing about radio. Nobody sees it.
That's right. News out of the Iowa football camp about Brandon Snyder. He is going to be leaving and has left the Iowa football program. Going to be headed to South Dakota State. Also have the official punishment for Tristan Wirfs as far as Kirk Ferentz and the football program is concerned. One game. So I know there was a lot of speculation, a lot of talk. Our poll question yesterday dealt with that. But it has come down from the head Hawkeye, and it is a one-game suspension. So that is out there and official now. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But we need to talk about some baseball. And we're going to talk to Joe Sheehan coming up here in about 5 minutes or so. The Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter. Everybody catching their breath, Mark, after what was a tumultuous last 60 minutes as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. This was the most fun I think we've had at the trade deadline in quite a few years. Teams just wheeling and dealing left and right.
Yeah, very active. Chris Archer seems to be on the trade block every year. Finally dealt to the Pittsburgh Pirates. And whether that is a piece that the Pirates can ride to, maybe contending even more in
still
the Central.
Third, still
I don't
in
know.
Third place.
Yeah.
Still a fur piece away. But they get Chris Archer.
Twins deal Brian Dozier to the Dodgers. Dodgers not getting a lot of production out of Logan Forsythe, who goes to the Twins, or Chase Utley. So they go with Brian Dozier. And I have mixed emotions about it. I mean, Dozier is one of my favorite players as a Twins fan. Behind Joe Mauer, you could argue he's the face of that franchise. He's been with them a while. He had a great year. He had over 40 home runs as a second baseman. Not having the kind of year this year at 224 and 16 home runs. But, geez, he's a great clubhouse guy. I watched the broadcast last night. And his wife is in the booth with Dick Bramer and Torrey Hunter talking about, Twins wives auction. And that's how connected he and his wife are to the community. And then to see him being dealt, that's a tough thing to see. But from a baseball standpoint, I don't think, Logan Forsythe is any better than Brian Dozier at second base. Be interesting to see what Paul Molitor does at second base. Forsythe had a couple good years, in Tampa. Twins also getting a couple double-A players, including outfielder Luke Rayleigh, who has 17 home runs in double-A. So still trying to let this sink in.
And, it's our poll question at KGYMradio.com today, and it's a big one. And we could have put more teams in here if we wanted to. It's, of course, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Which team, quote-unquote, won the MLB trade deadline? Come up with seven options. Would it be Boston, the Yankees, Houston, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, the Dodgers, or Arizona? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I did not include the Cubs. They had three. They made the Cole Hamels trade. Cubs trade for Brandon Kinsler today, the former Twin, former National now, who did help the Nationals get into the playoffs last year. Nationals were not sellers, except for Kinsler, and were not buyers today, as they are still a game under 500 and in third place in the National League East, but still only 5.5 games out at this particular time. So they kind of stood pat, if you will. But Cubs gave up a 23-year-old single-A right-hander to get Brandon Kinsler. So three smaller trades, if you will, for the Cubs. So that's the reason why I did not include them.
And I think, at pretty good value. Kinsler, a former Twin, I'm familiar with him. He's 33. I think he's been up and down this year. He certainly has a lot of potential, but it's a bit baffling because I think the Cubs bullpen is not too bad, is it?
When healthy, it's okay. Yes.
I mean, Morrow's on the DL, Hancock's on the DL. But that you got Strope out there, Dunson, Carl Edwards, C-Sheck. I like what I've seen out of Jesse Chavez, who's an older pitcher, 30 at 34, but he's done very well since he's been in a Cub uniform. I don't know where Kinsler fits.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there anyway. And I said the trades were not done. The Baltimore Orioles, they've been big sellers. And now Brewers get another guy.
Scope?
Yep. To come in and play infield, probably shortstop for Milwaukee. So Moustakas coming over. You got Kane already who came over to the Brewers. Scope coming in there now. Brewers went all in. Only a game out now, I think, as far as the National League Central is concerned. Central's, and then Chris Archer goes to the Pirates after the Pirates looked like they were going completely in a different direction after the 2017 season. And, hey, this doesn't get you excited about baseball. Of course, nationally, it's a pin drop. Talking about the Laker uniforms today more than the national trade deadline as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. But we're going to talk about it with Joe Sheehan coming up here in just a little bit. Dodgers did so much, though. Don't you think they have to? If they weren't the winners. By the way, Phillies also, Wilson Ramos going, the all-star catcher from Tampa, going to Philadelphia. So they beef up one of the places that they could afford to beef up in the city of brotherly love. They get better. The Braves get better. The Brewers get better. The Dodgers get better. I think the Cubs got a little bit better. Upside's pretty big for the Cubs. Minor trade, though. So, hey, everybody in, right?
If Cole Hamels pans out, that could be a deal that would, you know, I don't know if it put the Cubs over the top, but it would certainly pay off big time.
There you go. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to Joe Sheehan about the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Plenty of headlines out there. We'll talk with Joe after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Breathtaking moments. Heart-pounding moments. Smile-making moments. Your moment is waiting for you at the Iowa State Fair Thrill Parks, August 9th through the 19th in Des Moines. Thrillville, Thrill Town, and Thrill Zone have something for everyone. Games, rides, and food. Now you can save on advanced Thrill Park digital wristbands at iowastatefair.org. Nothing compares to thrilling moments at the Iowa State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Des Moines. Text FAIR to 75782 or visit iowastatefair.org for details. And don't miss the money-saving Advanced Thrill Park digital wristbands and discounted advanced admission tickets now at iowastatefair.org.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa. Back in the gym class for this Tuesday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Trade deadline has come and gone, and man, everybody's still trying to catch their breath after that. And next few minutes, we're going to talk about it with Joe Sheehan, the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter, kind enough to join us here on a trade deadline day in Major League Baseball. And is your head still spinning, Joe?
It is, actually, and kind of almost holding my breath as we do in the hour after the trade deadline, waiting to see what else might come in. Talking about some of the guys that haven't been traded yet, but you know, just in the last couple of minutes, the Jonathan Schofield coming down, the Archer and Gausman trades went down to the wire. It's really been a fun day. I mean, I go back to when the trade deadline was at midnight and staying up till 1:30 and 1:02 in the morning to hear what happened. Won't be that late tonight, but definitely have we had a lot of excitement.
What's the most interesting deal so far for you?
No question, the Archer deal with the Rays. They traded Chris Archer for Austin Meadows, an outfielder, rookie outfielder, is off to a very good start for Tyler Glasnow, who's been one of the top pitching prospects in the game for a while. Big guy, can't actually throw strikes yet, but the potential is there. And a third prospect we're still waiting to hear about. Archer is controlled through 2021, kind of replaces Garrett Cole at the top of that rotation, but you get the controllable innings. Archer hasn't pitched at that level. He was somebody we saw as a coming ace through 2015. You look at his last 3 years, he's basically been a league average starter. I think the Pirates figure they might be buying a little bit low on him. The control, he's guaranteed, I want to say, $21 million over the next 3.5 years. That's the big part of it for them. They get somebody, particularly for Pittsburgh, who wants to manage payroll. They lock in that kind of talent at that kind of price. The Rays, they already traded for Tommy Pham earlier today. Now they're getting Austin Meadows and Tyler Glasnow, kind of rebuilding, kind of starting over almost with the last big piece they had to trade.
I know it's been just a few minutes since the trade deadline ended and piecing things together, but in your head anyway, who you think did well and who do you think could have done better?
I think both of the teams in that trade, the Pirates and Rays, are going to be looked at as the big winners. The Pirates, you know, still part of this wild card race after that big 11-game winning streak. You know, they bump Archer into that rotation. It gives them a lot of help. They also picked up Keone Keeler today from the Rangers, bolsters the back end of that bullpen. I like what the Rays have done for the future. Obviously, they're not going to be catching the Yankees or the Red Sox, but when you look at what that sets up, Glasnow fits that, you know, kind of opener model where they're kind of moving away from starting pitchers and trying to say, okay, let's just get 9 innings out of everybody. A guy like Glasnow could fit beautifully into that model. You look at the Diamondbacks, that would be the other team, I'd say. They picked up both Brad Ziegler and Jake Diekman today. These are two relievers, one righty, one lefty. Both of them are very difficult on same-side hitters. They come from the side. Brad Ziegler's been exceptional for about 2 months now, one of the best relievers in the game. Diekman, a power guy who's had success in his career getting righties out as well. So I think those are the three teams that would jump out at me. And guys, the Rays weren't buyers. Leave them out of it. But the big buyers today? Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, and Phoenix. Don't talk to me about markets. It's not about markets anymore. It's just about having the talent to trade and having a front office that's willing to do it.
The unquestioned most controversial trade is Roberto Osuna going from the Jays to the Astros. Osuna just almost finished with his 75-game suspension for Major League Baseball for domestic assault, due in court on Thursday for another hearing. And Jeff Lue now of the Astros is really coming under a lot of fire because on the one hand, he says the Astros have a zero tolerance policy, and then you trade for this guy. What's your take on it?
I think Lunell stepped in it with his statements. I think he would have been better off not bringing up the zero tolerance policy, because he was then forced to say things that just made absolutely no sense. Well, it's a zero tolerance policy for guys in our system, but if you screw up in somebody else's system, we give you a second chance. And that makes, there's nobody listening to that that's gonna see that as a rational way to look at it. They should have just said, we believe that he's not going to do it again, and we wanted the baseball player. And this was a huge thing online yesterday. I don't know how long. I don't expect it to continue to be a huge thing, because frankly, you know, we don't. Best way I can put it is that the Indians didn't have a parade in 2016 for having the best team that didn't have Aroldis Chapman. Mm. The Cubs had the parade. We don't give out trophies for having the best team that had the nicest guys. And until that changes, I don't think you can really go after the Astros too much for trading for a player when we know that all that really matters is on the field. Should it be that way? I think that's a more complicated question. I personally believe that do we want to say that somebody who does this is completely banned for life? If we want to say that, that's fine. But then you also need a mechanism for how are these people going to live their lives. I don't want to excuse what Osuna or Jose Reyes or Hector Oliveira or any of these people have done. But I think it's a more complicated question than just he's icky. We don't want to let him play baseball anymore. Roberto Osuna has an 11-month-old daughter. Is her life going to be better if her dad can't do his job and make the seven figures a year that he's going to make for the next few years? If he gets banned from baseball, to me, that's worse for Osuna's daughter. And I think that the idea that we want to set an example for everybody kind of leads the fact that there are actual real people that would be affected by that.
Joe Sheehan joining us here at 3:22 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I'm really looking forward, and I haven't looked forward to much in baseball this year as a White Sox fan, but these last 2 months, the National League is going to be stellar. You got 11 teams that can say they have a shot at making the National League playoffs. Only five are going to make it. I mean, this is going to be fun.
11 teams separated by 9 games. It's been that way for a while now. That's down to the Nationals, who are 52 and 53. But if you look at kind of some of the more sophisticated analysis out there, the Nationals have about a 40% chance to win the division. They actually have a better chance to win the division than either the Braves or the Phillies, although not the two combined. I'm glad to see they didn't sell. They traded away Brandon Kinsler, who's a guy they're not going to miss all that much. But they kept Harper. You know, they kept Doolittle. They kept Madsen. I think they're still the best team in that division. I don't think 5.5 games is something that you look at and say we can't make that up. They have a bunch of head-to-head games left against the Braves and Phillies. So I think the Nationals are going to make a move. We saw the Pirates make a move from a similar position. The Giants kept their powder dry. The Giants are the only team in baseball that hasn't made a trade since the All-Star break. All 29 teams have made some type of deal. The Giants kept their powder dry. You got the Cardinals, who did trade away Tommy Pham today. I'm not sure how much that hurts them. They got Harrison Bader for that playing time. They're going to call up Tyler O'Neill. But I don't think any of these teams, except possibly the Giants because of the loss of Johnny Cueto now, are out of it. So 11 teams within 9 games, probably 10 of those still harbor realistic playoff hopes.
We are a Twins affiliate, Joe, and I, as a Twins fan, interested in your view of the Dozier deal to the Dodgers. Logan Forsythe coming over and two Double-A players. In my view, I mean, aside from Mauer, Dozier is kind of the face of the Twins franchise right now, but clearly his numbers aren't there. Curious your thoughts.
I'd like to tell you, I know, I'd give you a scouting report on the two prospects. I don't, guys. I apologize. I just don't have I can't tell you a whole lot about the guys they brought. I can tell you that I kind of like what the Twins have done here over the last week in general, in that they knew they weren't going to be bringing a lot of these guys back. And at that point, it's get what you can. Get somebody who might end up as your fourth outfielder down the road. Get somebody who might turn into the next Ryan Pressly and give you 200 innings over 4 years of good work. I think philosophically, you've got to – and then, of course, it comes down to trusting your scouts. You know, trusting the people who are saying, hey, look, we like these guys. We're not getting rated prospects at this point. We're not getting guys whose names we're all going to know. But trust your scouts to say, hey, this is the guy who can help us 2 years down the road. So I think on the whole, what they've done is correct. Not holding on to that, hey, we're 9 games out, but we've still got 10 games left against the Indians. I think that would have been folly. I think trading these guys was the right move. And I think you got to look at this as a lost year. with all the injuries, Santana and Buxton and Sano, and then Sano eventually getting demoted, kind of go into next winter, say, hey, look, we know we can contend with the Indians at the top of this division, make the moves you need to make, and go into next year saying, hey, look, we're going to have everybody healthy and we're going to make a run.
So the Dodgers going with a Machado-Dozier double play combination going forward.
Well, Machado's going to be a third until Justin Turner comes off the DL, looks like. Justin Turner went back on the DL 3 days after that trade. They have a lot of flexibility, particularly if Turner's going to be, you know, have some health issues and have to be managed. That's one of the nice things about getting Machado. It gives them the flexibility to move him from short to third. They can play Enrique Hernandez. They can play Chris Taylor at shortstop. Dave Roberts has one of the most flexible rosters in the game right now. And, I don't think will add to that. I think Dozier's going to be the second baseman. Chase Utley's probably going to lose a lot of playing time here. Obviously, they put Forsyth into the deal. But they still have a very, very flexible roster.
In the before we let you go here in the NL Central, Brewers going through a gauntlet right now in the schedule and are only one game behind the Cubs. They've kept even. They've kept them in their sights anyway. They've made their moves. Obviously, the Brewers think they can win this thing this year. They got some interesting lineup situations that they're going to have to put out there with Moustakas and others now. But what about the Brewers?
The Brewers' success in the first 2 months of the season was really driven by their defense. It's not a rotation that strikes out a whole lot of guys, but they had them and the Cubs from one day to the other had the best defense in the league. They were clearly the two best defenses in the league. Orlando Arcia was the best defensive shortstop in the league. Adding Kane and Yelich was a huge addition for them in the outfield. They sent down Arcia, I want to say, early June, and ever since then, it feels like they're running away from what they did well in the first half, whether it's the Moustakas trade that forced Shaw to second base, which I still can't believe I'm saying. Whether it's this deal today, okay, if you're going to play Scope at second base, okay, now you're back to a good defense and you figure it out. But Scope's probably going to end up at shortstop. They're going to bury Arcia again. All of the things that made Milwaukee good when they were in first place, they're just running away from. And I really think it's interesting to see how a front office that I have praised unbelievably the last 2.5 years, I think they've done a wonderful job, really seems to have gotten off kilter this summer. And we'll see how it works out. I mean, you know, Scope is a very good second baseman. He's only got 22 career innings at shortstop. We know about Shaw and the experiment at second base. Adding Moustakas, I don't know if that helped him all that much because, you know, he's a low OBP slugger. I don't know, that guy's just not that common. He's not going to help you a whole lot. And I think I'm thinking what everybody is, which is, where was the pitcher? Matt Harvey didn't get traded. They let J.A. Happ go to the Yankees. A whole bunch of these trades happened, and the Brewers didn't get a starting pitcher. That's the shock. I think that's going to be one of the big stories of this deadline.
Well, we're talking about Matt Harvey, the Reds holding him back because they think he'll make waivers. So I guess that's the one guy left in August now.
We'll see how things develop. As teams fall out of that National League wildcard race, you might see a couple other starters hit the market. Gio Gonzalez, there was talk about Gonzalez going to the Brewers earlier today. We'll see if the Nationals fall off and they make him available. Obviously, it depends on who clears waivers. It's interesting, the Brewers being where they are in the National League, they're at a tough spot because almost everybody's going to get the pick before they do.
There you go. And more on this with the newsletter. Joe, happy trade day. That was a lot of fun, and we'll let you get ready to break it all down. Appreciate you coming on with us today, though.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
You bet. Joe Sheehan joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And like I said, that was an amazing hour of baseball. And good to see that. That's a baseball needed, Mark. Needed to get the batteries rejuvenated a little bit going into August.
Yeah, now it's going to be interesting to see all these trades and how they affect the various teams. And then you'll find out the real winners and losers.
Yeah. And like we talked about, there are 11 teams fighting for 5 spots in the National League at this point. And, you know, teams are going to fall by the wayside. They're playing one another, obviously. Good example, Pirates and the Cubs started a series coming up tonight in Pittsburgh with John Lester on the mound for the Cubs. Mm-hmm. And then Cole Hamels will make his debut for the Cubs tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. So we'll see how that plays out right there. 3:29 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Plenty of baseball news, and we've been talking about it. But football news to talk about as well. A couple things coming out of Iowa City today that we will hit on when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class. Don't forget as well, we've got Blink 182 tickets to give away today. That coming before 4 o'clock here today. Listen each day this week to pick up tickets to see Blink 182 with special guest state champs at the U.S. Cellular Center coming up Monday, September the 24th. More details available at KGYMradio.com. Back with more after this.
Audible has one of the hottest deals of summer for Amazon Prime members, and there's still time to catch it. Join Audible for just $4.95 a month for your first 3 months. You'll get one credit a month good for any audiobook, like J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or Stephen King's The Outsider. Exchange any you don't like. Explore the world's largest selection of audiobooks and save over 65%. Today's the last day for this incredible Amazon Prime member offer. Get it now at audible.com/prime.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy to save big on building materials to finish any job. Need doors? Right now you can save 10% on select interior doors and lock sets when you buy in bulk. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Stop by or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-494-6139. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-494-6139.
A great-looking bathroom remodel doesn't have to be an expensive one. With the Home Depot Summer Kitchen and Bath event, you can finish that remodel or make a small upgrade thanks to new lower prices on exclusive faucets. Right now, get an exclusive American Standard Chatfield bath faucet in brushed nickel, just $89. Remodel or replace without redoing your budget. Come in now to the Summer Kitchen and Bath event only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th while supplies last.
Back with you at 3:32 on the Gym Class, KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. Our thanks, as always, to Joe Sheehan for joining us. And like I said, that was a lot of fun. Just taking in that last hour as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And if you have a comment, love to hear from you out there at 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. And it is all made possible due to Hertina Stocker Jewelers. They are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. There is more than baseball today, though, Mark. As, of course, yesterday we talked a lot about Tristan Wirfs' bad decision he made over the weekend and what the ramifications were going to be. We speculated that we would know what the ramifications would be soon, and we were correct on that. As Kirk Ferentz dealt out punishment today.
He announced Wirfs will be suspended for the season opener against Northern Illinois. And Kirk claims that's consistent with policy in the past. And that was my point yesterday. I know some of you wanted at least one game for Wirfs. And my feeling was you have to operate on precedent. And I think the precedent has been a one-game suspension for OWI. And whether, you know, you believe it should be more or not, it doesn't matter because Wirfs is going to get one game. And what that does for the Hawkeyes in the opener is going to be very curious. Number two there is Dalton Ferguson, a senior out of Solon.
Walk-on.
Yeah, he's got three letters but hasn't had a ton of experience by any means. I mean, will Landon Paulson move from the left side to the right side for that game? Remains to be seen. Camp opening here very soon. But at any rate, Tristan Wirfs going to miss that Northern Illinois game and theoretically be back for Iowa State.
Yeah, but we'll go into it cold. obviously, right there. And the other news today, and I don't know if this one was a complete surprise, but maybe a surprise nonetheless, as Iowa Free Safety Brandon Snyder announced today. He does not have a Twitter account, obviously, because no one has a Twitter account for the Iowa football team, at least an ongoing Twitter account. Anyway, he did it through Chad Leistikow from the Des Moines Register. Leaving the football team. Now, he's had a checkered career as an Iowa Hawkeye, mainly off the field. He's had some problems off the field. He's also had two major knee surgeries that he's had to go through. Played one game, basically, last year, but it was a heck of a game against Illinois at Kinnick Stadium. Had an interception return for a touchdown, but got injured in that game once again and didn't play the rest of the season. He's got he'll be a graduate transfer. He's completed his classwork. He announced when Chad put it out earlier today that he would make his decision known very quickly, and he did as well. In fact, within one day, he is now going to play his final year for South Dakota State, which, as you recall from yesterday's program, was picked to finish second behind North Dakota State in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. So, as a Jackrabbit, his first game will be at Jack Trice Stadium. Taking on the Iowa State Cyclones. Also will take on the UNI Panthers as well as a member of South Dakota State's football program. So as the Iowa football program does, we wish Brandon nothing but the best as he goes up there to Brookings.
Yeah, that UNI game in Cedar Falls in October. And as far as the way the news came out, I think Chad Leistikow does a terrific job. And I don't know him personally all that well, but I'm a little troubled that he ended up being the mouthpiece for Brandon Snyder, a journalist. You know, Leistikow, obviously, and Snyder had a very good relationship as a journalist-player type thing. Beyond that, anytime Iowa loses a player or any team loses a player via transfer or injury, I think the most significant aspect of it is the depth. And you throw in the fact that Manny Ragamba transferred to Miami of Ohio not so many months ago. Both those players, Snyder and Ragamba, were in the mix for playing time. Snyder on the same line at free safety as Jake Gervais. And Ragamba was going to be a backup at a corner, but he has a lot of playing experience, some starting experience. So all of a sudden you lose two players who were in your top eight in the defensive backfield. And I guess that just means that you're going to see some younger players maybe sooner than you might have otherwise seen them. As far as Snyder, I read a lot about this today, and Pat Hardy of AllHawkeyes.com did a terrific job talking to Snyder's dad. And I found it very interesting that Snyder's dad said that Brandon felt tarnished. He felt he tarnished his name and Iowa's name by what he's done. He was picked up for an OWI. And beyond that, I don't know whether there are other issues or not. But I thought that was interesting comments from Brandon Snyder's dad via Pat Hardy of AllHawkeyes.com. And it appears to be a fresh start for Brandon Snyder. And to play his senior year, get as much playing time as possible, regroup, and, you know, have a really good senior year. I guess you have to wish the best for Brandon Snyder. He's a good story. Walk on.
Yeah, out of West Lyon.
Earned a scholarship. Played some significant games for the Hawkeyes. And but now it's come to this.
Yeah, and of course, Rob Howe is going to join Alex coming up next on the Todd Bommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Of course, Rob from HawkeyeNation.com, and he'll have more insight coming up on this. But you take a look at the on-field, just the football end of things right now. You already have three new linebackers that are going to be stepping in the Northern Illinois game starting that first Saturday for the Iowa football team of Welsh, Jones, and Nick Neiman. That's the group that's planning on starting right now, at least as far as the depth chart is concerned. But now you take a look at the defensive backfield. You lose Manny Ragamba, who is going to continue his career at Miami, Ohio, which he talked about yesterday. Brandon Snyder was listed as a co-number one with Jake Gervais. And, of course, Gervais out of Davenport Assumption, he is now going to be the number one guy at that free safety spot. And so you've got a sophomore in Matt Hankins at one corner. You got Michael Ojemudia at the other corner, backed up by a redshirt freshman in Josh Turner. You've got Jake Gervais. He, along with Imani Hooker and Geno Stone, Hooker a junior, Stone a sophomore at the strong safety position. That's probably Iowa's deepest position right now as far as the defensive backfield is concerned.
It was until the last few weeks.
Right.
Maybe it's still deep. I don't know.
My question is, in 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line, how much worry do you have as far as the back seven for the Hawkeyes right now? Mm-hmm. Front four is going to be fine. There aren't a lot of teams in the Big Ten or nationally that have a better personnel and depth up front than Iowa does in the defensive line. Linebackers in defensive backfield, that's a different story.
And we, as we and others have outlined, Northern Illinois is not going to be any pushover in that opener.
No, it's not.
The Huskies favored to win the MAC West, and coming off an 8-5 season, as did Iowa. Iowa better buckle it up for that first game. We talked to Michael Loss, and he outlined the whole MAC program with the
flying the
Pirates
the pirate flag,
yeah,
and things like that. Which fine, you know, that's a great idea. Get a little incentive for the Maction teams out there, but you don't want to be that first team that they fly the pirate flag for.
No.
You don't want to be that team.
78-54 on the text line. Snyder and Ragamba transferring. My guess is they weren't going to be starting.
No, and that is one of the things that Brandon Snyder did mention in his tweet through Chad Lystico, that he wants to get more playing time. And you mentioned it as well, the sidebar story with his father talking about his career. That played into it as well. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about that. But, you know, when it came down to it, he wanted to get playing time. And he's going to probably get playing time closer to home.
Yeah, that's only an hour away from his hometown, South
that's
Dakota
right.
State, that is. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he'll be right up there. When that first came out, Alex and I were talking in the sports office, and I said, Alex said he's got to make his mind up, like, now of where he's going to go. And
yeah, the timing of it, I think, is the most surprising. I mean, it's July 31st, and camps open, what, in a week or two?
Yeah.
Practices begin. So I guess if anything's surprising about this, it's the timing. In reading Chad Lystico's piece, he talked to Snyder 6-7 weeks ago at a golf outing in Des Moines. And Snyder told Lystico that he couldn't be looking more forward to the season, that being at Iowa. So whether that was truthful or the Snyder had a change of heart in the ensuing month and a half, I don't really know. But I think the timing here, you know, on the eve of August is a little little surprising.
Had to go close to home, had to go Division I AA, and like you said, it was probably, I guessed it was either going to be South Dakota or South Dakota State, whichever one he felt more comfortable with, because they were both close to home, about an hour away from far northwest Iowa, where Brandon Snyder is from.
And you mentioned that opener against Iowa State.
That'd
be interesting.
That'll be interesting, and we'll get to play UNI. And oh, by the way, Manny Ragamba going to Miami, Ohio. Guess where the 2019 opener is at Kinnick Stadium? Well, don't guess where it is, but guess who Iowa is playing? Oh, yeah.
It said Miami.
Miami of Ohio.
Roethlisberger University.
Roethlisberger U. 3:43 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. So the Iowa offensive line is going to be a little bit different in that first game, and the Iowa defensive backfield going to be a little bit different than I think we looked back on after the Pinstripe Bowl and thought it would.
We're not
look
saying
like.
Iowa didn't have the players.
No.
A lot of unfamiliar faces, I think, more than anything else. You lose Josh Jackson to the NFL, and then you're left with, I think, Imani Hooker probably is the most talented, experienced, skillful player in that defensive backfield. Gervais gave you a nice year last year, and Ojemudia has had his moments as well. Matt Hankins, can he step up? We've seen it before of other players. I know Iowa's recruited defensive backs heavily the last year or two, so now's the time for it to pay off.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And we'll see how that all pays off coming up. 3:44. Do need to talk about this because it's very interesting. By the way, we're going to talk more college football coming up tomorrow. Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com covers college football nationwide, but we'll talk about the Big Ten and the Big 12 specifically coming up. Going to talk a little bit about the Big 12 tomorrow, or on Thursday, I should say, and we will do that on the program. All this week, we have your opportunity to win tickets to see Blink 182, pop punk rock supergroup Blink 182, coming to the U.S. Cellular Center in September. That's Monday, September the 24th. Tickets on sale right now, U.S. Cellular Center box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or you can win with us all this week here on the Gym Class. We got more tickets to give away to you right now. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. 319-366-1600. We're going to take caller number 6, 319-366-1600. I think Alex is going to make his way in here and answer the phones, I hope, and get your information. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break, and we'll let you know who our winner is. And we'll talk a little bit about a very interesting move by the NBA today when we return.
Yeah, I got the text, just like every day about this time. What should we have for dinner? Usually I send back an IDK and get a frowny face emoji in return, but today, I had an idea. Texted back just one word, Domino's. And she sent me a big smiley face and three thumbs up. I just might be a supper genius.
When it's time to decide on supper, here's an idea. Domino's. Order Domino's tonight. Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids and in Marion.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Great deals are going on now during Menards' Red Hot Sale. Give your kitchen a new look with big savings on stylish Cardell Concepts kitchen cabinets. Right now, they're all 10% off. A kitchen of Lanston white shaker-style cabinets that include five base and seven wall cabinets is only $1,411. Save on Cardell Concepts kitchen cabinets and more. Good through August 4th. Now during Menards' Red Hot Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thursday night, football is back. 2018 NFL preseason kicks off when the Baltimore Ravens take on the Chicago Bears in the annual Hall of Fame game. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horwitz of Westwood One Sports. Join Scott Graham and Hall of Famer James Lofton as the Bears and Ravens open the festivities in Canton, Ohio. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
NFL preseason football, the Bears and the Ravens, Thursday night at 7 on KGYM. .349, back with you here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. We're going to talk to Adam Rittenberg coming up tomorrow. Thanks to everybody that called in for the tickets to see Blink 182. More tickets coming up. And we'll have Alex stop in and let us know who our winner is coming up here in just a moment at 319-366-1600.
Reminder of our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the Major League Baseball non-waiver trade deadline, which passed about 50 minutes ago. Which team, quote-unquote, won the MLB trade deadline? Would you say Boston, Arizona, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Brewers, the Astros, or the Phillies? Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com.
Yeah, and good selection. You can make a case for any of those seven. By the way, Drew in Vinton, congratulations. He's going to go see Blink 182. I want to get everybody up to date as far as the poll question is concerned. And right now, Dodgers. It's a Dodger world. It's Dodger blue, Mark. And they're running away with it at this point. But go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com. This kind of, I don't want to say it was overshadowed today by the Major League Baseball trading deadline. It wasn't. It may have been overshadowed by the fact that the Lakers introduced new uniforms, which aren't really new. They're just kind of a variation off what they have been wearing since the 1960s. Not much really to talk about right there, except when you bring in LeBron James, you got to bring in a new uniform, right? Or at least a variation of your uniform.
Of course. Yeah.
Anyway, because you got a guy that you can put his name on the back and sell a lot of those uniforms. So, hey, that's America. But the NBA today, I think, came up with a very shrewd deal. They signed a multi-million dollar partnership with MGM Grand to be, how do they put it? The official, it's the brand.
The official gaming partner of the NBA.
The official gaming partner. So the NBA, you know, and I used to be a big NBA fan. I am not as much anymore. I think likewise with you. I'd rather watch college basketball, but I will hand it to the NBA. There's a reason why they are gaining popularity in big chunks. And this is one of those reasons. They are ahead of the game in this. They know that legalized gambling is coming to America. They know that gambling is already embedded in America. Now, they have a partner that they can go in with. They can use all the branding of the NBA. They can use players' names into talking and going in with MGM.
Yeah, the arrangement
they're ahead of the game.
Allows, according to the news stories, allows MGM to use official NBA data feeds in its sports betting operations, along with the NBA and WNBA logos. Value of the deal is not disclosed. You're telling me MGM bookmakers don't use NBA data now? Really?
Well,
huh?
They can do it legally now, and with their blessing. With their blessing, but you know, obviously, Major League Baseball doesn't have anything like this. The NFL doesn't have anything like this, official gaming partner. And I, you know, kudos to the NBA for coming up with this situation and for making this deal. The NBA is ahead of the game as far as this is concerned. The NBA is ahead of the game on corporate sponsorships, if you will, of uniforms. This past season, even though they were small, and that's, I think, okay, because in the NBA games I did watch, I didn't really...
They were discreet.
They were discreet. I didn't notice the logos too much. It's not like the WNBA where you don't know who's playing because it is corporate logos. Same thing with European football, soccer, as we like to say, Mark.
Well, it's coming to the NFL, too. You're going to have a team in Las Vegas. MGM already is a big sponsor of the NBA Summer League, and the MGM owns the Las Vegas franchise and the WNBA. Raiders moving to Vegas, what, next year? Is that right?
Believe so.
2 years?
At least 1 or 2 years.
It's coming.
Yeah, and they're not dumb.
Well, it's already here, I guess, for the NBA.
Yes, they're not dumb. So they made a very shrewd move as far get out ahead of it and get some money while you're in there,
mm-hmm,
and making those plans for the future out there. Now, what's it going to hold for the individual states? We'll talk with Dave Koken about this coming up on Thursday, what his thoughts are about this.
Yeah. Just same old, same old.
NBA. You do a very good Dave Koken impression out there. All right. To recap, Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to mention to people that we're going to be out and about with Todd Bromekamp, Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, and a cast of...
Hundreds.
Dozens, anyway. As we resume week 11 of the Lunchbox Heroes program, as we visit job sites in the quarter, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and points in between. Tomorrow we will be at the Transamerica building on C Street Southwest, and looking forward to entertaining, feeding, talking with workers out there on that site, and we'll tell you more about it tomorrow.
Yeah, going to be fun. The old Haibu building out there that they're converting over to Transamerica. And a lot of the folks from the northeast side are going to be headed over to the southwest side.
Someone near and dear to you.
thought so, but apparently not.
Oh, not. Okay.
Staying, at least for the time being,
okay.
on the northeast side. So, yeah, that was going to add a lot more miles to the commute. But apparently not going to happen, at least for the foreseeable future.
That's true.
Anyway, but yeah, a lot of people are going to be headed over to that new building. We're going to check it out tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that, and feed a lot of the folks out there at the new building or old building that's being refurbished. So looking forward to that. If you're joining us late, we talked with Joe Sheehan earlier on, the Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter, and we'll have that podcast up and ready to go for you after the program here today. But talked about the Major League Baseball trading deadline. If you're just joining us, it was a hot and heavy last hour of the trade deadline. Some of the highlights, the Dodgers get another good player. Brian Dozier goes from the Minnesota Twins. To the LA Dodgers. Chris Archer goes from Tampa Bay to Pittsburgh. And after Pittsburgh gets rid of Gerrit Cole, after they get rid of Andrew McCutchen, looked like Pittsburgh was going in a completely different direction. And now they bring in a Chris Archer. Did not have to part with Cedar Rapidian and Mr. Keller today, too, which I think was they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to do that. Had to give up two good prospects, but did not have to give up Keller today. So. He stays in the Pirate organization, and I think he's on the fast track to make his way to the majors. If not this year, definitely coming up in 2019 or the near future for Pittsburgh. Milwaukee picks up the Baltimore second baseman.
Jonathan Scope.
And speculation is that he may play shortstop for the Milwaukee Brewers. That's what at least Joe talked about anyway. So, Brewers making some moves. Cubs made a small move. Brandon Kinsler coming over to help out the bullpen for a single-A right-handed pitcher. And so we'll see what happens. But did not hear of anything at past 3 o'clock other than the Scope trade. So apparently that's it for the moment.
Yeah, the Archer deal probably the most significant, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
For the Pirates. But there is baseball on the field tonight. Minnesota Twins. Taking on Cleveland once again, 7 p.m. on 107.5 FM, a Brian Dozier-less lineup.
Beat him last night.
Beat him last night, 5-4, a walk-off by Mitch Garver, former Colonel. And that was a nice, nice win for the Twins. We'll see if they can do it again tonight.
And still within shouting distance, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. And yeah, Twins, of course, getting into the playoffs last year, keeping everybody around, and had a terrific second half for the last 2 months. So you never say never in the situation. So we'll see what happens tonight, Cleveland and the Twins. All right, Adam Rittenberg joins us tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned. Tom Bromekamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next.
Audible has one of the hottest deals of summer for Amazon Prime members, and there's still time to catch it. Join.